Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Anybody else watch this? Has anybody seen this on ID, which is a channel called Investigation Discovery? I saw it promoted with Amy Rutledge and Tanya last week, and I thought, okay, I'll have to make a mental note to watch this show about the Chicago Strangler. And then lo and behold, it's like midnight on Friday night, and I stumble across it, and I could not turn it off. One of the people featured in this new docu-series is a person who's on the line right now, and that is Thomas Hargrove from the Murder Accountability Project. How are you today, Thomas?
I'm good, Lisa. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry you stayed up so late.
Oh, you couldn't turn it off. I mean, being in Chicago, it was just compelling to watch. So give everybody the backstory on why you think and why your numbers show that perhaps there is a serial killer, or at least in the series, one or two or three serial killers in Chicago.
Yeah, we're pretty sure there's more than one. We are the Murder Accountability Project, a nonprofit organization that has assembled, without question or debate, the most complete accounting of homicides in the United States. We primarily do this as an assistance to homicide detectives around the country. There's a kind of magic to carefully counting things, and when you go to murderdata.org, and you look at the nature of the murders in Chicago, you'll see that there is an unnatural pattern in which a very large cluster of strangulation murders of women went unsolved for many years during a period from 2001 until about 2018. The murders of women are more likely than the murders of men to be solved by police, because women tend to be victimized by people they know, intimates, husbands, boyfriends, people who live in their houses. And so the clearance rate is very high. But among strangulation victims in Chicago and Chicago only, there was a very high failure rate. Most of those murders went unsolved. And there has to be a reason for that. And unfortunately, the most charitable answer is that there are killers who have killed multiple victims and got away with it. That's what serial killing is.
This is Thomas Hargrove, the Murder Accountability Project. So the murders of the Chicago Strangler, which are now featured on this docuseries on ID, there are 51 that are not solved, and there are very big similarities in how these women were killed. And one time a psychologist told me that if you're strangling someone, it's very personal. They want to shut you up. Is that something that you come across?
Yeah, so primarily a serial killer, especially if the target victim are women, a serial killer is expressing himself, and they're overwhelmingly male, in a sexual way. And they are targeting women, and they are more likely than other kinds of killers to want, you know, the hands-on experience, to put it bluntly. That is what we saw in Chicago, that there were too many strangulations, period. Strangulation is not a common form of committing murder. And that to have the overwhelming majority go uncleared, unsolved, was very, very unusual. Chicago statistically stuck out like a sore thumb.
It became evident that the black community had paid attention to this for many years, and they would warn women and sisters and mothers like, hey, be careful, there's a Chicago Strangler out there. All of the women in the unsolved murders, about 51 of them, were found dumped after being killed on Chicago's South and West Side neighborhoods, usually in abandoned buildings or alleyways. 47% had a history of sex work. About three quarters were black. You made an interesting statement on that TV show that serial killers or murderers in general usually don't murder outside of their race.
Yeah, if you tell me that someone was murdered and you ask me to guess the race of the offender, I'll ask what the race was of the victim, and I'll predict that the offender is the same race, and I'll be correct about 80% of the time that we overwhelmingly kill within our race in America. That's what the data show.
Okay, so what has happened since 2018? Because there have not been any more of these strangulations that we know of, right?
There continue to be a few in Chicago. We don't have any solid indication that the trickle of homicides since 2018 are serial. They should be looked at carefully because no serial killer has been caught yet. We think we know the names of one of the killers, and the Chicago police are trying to interview this guy. But we think the pattern has largely shut down, and that's the good news. The bad news is nobody has been formally arrested for these murders.
And you don't know if that person has just moved on to another state or if that person is in jail. So you have worked with the Chicago Police Department in trying to solve these?
Yes, absolutely. And I can tell you the Chicago Police Department and the FBI, they are both working on this cluster of murders. They are working hard. They are overwhelmed. They don't have enough resources. There aren't enough homicide detectives. There aren't enough technicians and forensic capabilities of all kinds. Labs are backed up. I mean, law enforcement throughout America is underfunded. And so given these restraints, the Chicago Police Department is working quite hard to try to clear these cases. They have no proof of a serial killer, but every time we offer them a lead, they act immediately on it. If whenever a witness comes to us, we pass them on to the Chicago detectives, and they act within usually the same day. So they are working hard on these cases.
Thomas, we've got about 30 seconds left. So the Murder Accountability Project, this is what you look at. You look at data and numbers, and things pop up. Are there serial killers in other states that just aren't on our radar right now that show up in your data?
Well, the bad news is that serial killing is much more common than we know. The problem is linkage blindness. We overlook patterns. The good news is that in the great scheme of things, serial murder has been on the decline. That having been said, there are still plenty of them out there. And so police need to, among other things, go to murderdata.org and play with the data of the cases that they reported to the FBI. And often they'll see patterns that they should act on.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thomas R. Grove, the Murder Accountability Project. He is one of the people featured in this new docuseries on a Discovery Channel called Investigation Discovery, and it's called The Chicago Strangler. It shows our city in many different fashions, so go check it out if that's of interest to you.